This is Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Eddie Robinson. Outside groups are pouring money into New York congressional elections. Governor Cuomo spends some time stumping, and races in Staten Island, Queens, and upstate New York could tip the balance of power in Congress. Joining us to discuss this week in politics is WNYC's Colby Hamilton. Colby, good morning.
Good morning.
New York's actually figuring into the national election equation this year, at least for Congress. Which races are people watching?
Yeah, there's about a half dozen races across the state from Buffalo down to the tip of Long Island that are really potentially going to be the tipping point for the control of the House of Representatives. If you were going to pick three races, I would say first and foremost, all the way out in outside of Buffalo, Congresswoman Hochul, the incumbent, is facing off against Chris Collins. That district got drastically changed through redistricting, and she's really in a fight for her political life out there. And outside of Rochester, you have Congresswoman Slaughter, who's been in there for ages, facing off against Maggie Brooks, who's the county executive. That's one that the Republicans really think they could pick up, and that's going to be a key one as well. And then closer to home, Dan Hayworth, Congresswoman Hayworth, Sean Patrick Maloney is her opponent, a former Clinton aide. That's in Westchester County. The Democrats are really hoping that's a place they could pick up. Those are probably the three biggest, and which way those go will probably suggest which way all the other races are going to end up going.
So could Staten Island actually tip the balance of power in Washington?
Yeah, we do have a couple of races in the city. That's Congressman Michael Grimm, who's been facing a lot of trouble over his being indicted for some questionable fundraising activity. Mm-hmm. He's facing off against Mark Murphy, the son of a former congressman. That's probably the biggest race in the city to watch, just because of his legal problems and because it's actually a Democrat-majority district. But it's going to be really tough for Mark Murphy. People like Michael Grimm on Staten Island. He's one of their guys. So we'll see. That's probably the biggest race in the city for us to watch.
Well, New York is known as such a blue state. Now, how can it be that these races matter so much?
Well, primarily through redistricting. You have to go back and remember this: the state legislature kicked the can down the road and basically forced a federal judge to step in to draw these districts. That set the entire game to zero, essentially. It just leveled everything out. And so all of a sudden, instead of having politicians drawing the lines, you had a judge go in there and pick what, you know, she thought was just fair, period, not politically, just for based on demographics and data. So that suddenly sets all these races up where no one knows what's going to happen because they're totally new lines and there's not been anything other than just numbers to have them being drawn around.
Now, I understand Governor Cuomo has been out in support of some of his fellow Democrats in these races, right?
Yeah, he's gone out and stumped for a few people, including Bishop out in Long Island, Collins, who's up in the North Country, both incumbents. And he's, you know, it helps Andrew Cuomo a lot to make nice with the folks in D.C. They were very upset about the redistricting process. They thought he had a chance to step in. He chose not to. This is his chance to get back into their good graces and show he is, in fact, a Democrat, and he will actually help try to get Democrats elected.
WNYC's Colby Hamilton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC.